Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Howard Stutz joins us. He's the executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at Reno's newest steakhouse, Nevada Steak.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always delighted to welcome back to the program Howard Stutz. He is executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Sam. Happy to... Someday we'll get in the same studio, I hope, here soon enough.
Sooner than later. I'm signed up for my vaccine. I'm just a little under the age limit right now, but they should start shipping those in the next month, and I'm ready to stick my arm out there.
I'll be ready, too, some point here.
Let's start out with this. So what changes do you think have occurred in the gaming industry in this period of time, and I'm talking about the Strip in particular? Are we seeing robotics moving into the industry faster, which we had talked about many times over the years? What are we seeing?
Not so much robotics, but I think you're gonna see a lot more of the cashless gaming, digital technology, digital wallets, where you basically use your cell phone, that is, your player's card, your player loyalty card is on your cell phone, connected there. You load up that card with some with funds from a credit card, or probably a debit card. They don't allow credit cards here in Nevada. It's a debit card, because that's money that's already in the bank, not might be out there with a credit card. So they'll do that. You're seeing that Boyd Gaming just announced last week. They have a digital wallet they're using in Indiana, and I think Pennsylvania, and they're going to actually bring it into Nevada next week. So starting this week, they've already started at the Aliante in North Las Vegas as a test product, just to see how it works, see how it goes, and then probably eventually their goal is to bring it out company wide, throughout the year. So that's where we're going to really see this change. The cashless technology, digital payments, where you basically don't touch money, and that's really where the change will be right now that we'll notice, and that will continue beyond COVID.
One of the other interesting things that we've seen over the last couple of months now is the increasing backups on I-15 going into California. After a regular weekend, let alone a holiday weekend, I think it was up to 10 or 11 miles yesterday as we're taping this on the 22nd. And this, again, shows the strength of that drive-up market because, with MGM announcing three hotels going to be reopened 24/7, that's where that business is coming from.
It is. You're correct, Sam. It's the drive-in business. And the announcement by MGM was significant because it coincided with the governor expanding, you know, the capacity limits from 25% to 35%. On March 15th, they will expand to 50%. And that's significant because you're right around that time is going to be the March Madness basketball tournament. So they're hoping there's going to be some, you know, some crowds that will come in for that. Some people will come in. They, in their minds, they might, by doing that, they see there's going to be an uptick in business. And it is, like you said, there is the demand. It is a drive-in market right now. That's the biggest challenge Vegas has. Maybe we'll start seeing, this week we should get airport numbers for January, and all the gaming numbers are going to come later this week. We'll start seeing what kind of changes are going on in January. There was a lot of positive from the earnings calls we've had so far. There has been some positive commentary about the January numbers were looking pretty good. They were seeing better results in January. And that is carried into February. So we'll see where this goes. But that is the positive sign. There is some interest there in people coming to Vegas.
Well, the other thing, too, is that anytime you have a recession or, you know, a crisis like COVID, it gives companies an opportunity to pare down and get to the best level for them to operate to survive. But when they come out of that, it allows them, as we're seeing with these quarterly earnings, to actually be boosting positive numbers.
Well, yeah, cash flows up. They're, you know, they what they did early on was build up their bank accounts, you know, built up their balance sheet with, you know, with raising debt because the credit markets were very lenient then. They've raised all the debt. They've got that money sitting there so they could survive if there was another, you know, another shutdown, you know, God forbid that we see that happen again. For right now, they have pared back employees, but then again, they're going to have to start bringing people back because a lot of employees that they pared down are in, think of the areas that a business that have been closed, the showrooms, all the entertainment. They're starting to bring that back a little bit, you know, scale down shows, not the big production numbers yet, like Cirque and that you would see, but more, you know, smaller venues. You know, Carrot Top performs in a 500 seat venue and it'll be a scaled down audience, but he's coming back. And as those venues come back for business, then they'll start bringing more people back. You know, there's the Vegas Golden Knights are going to put in a plan to the governor. It's been said that they're going to try to get fans into the T-Mobile arenas probably starting in March for the Golden Knights games. So they will have to bring back ushers and concessions people to work those venues. So that's where the business will start picking up, where we'll start seeing employment pick up again.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see when the final date is announced for Garth Brooks to be at Allegiant, because won't that really be the indicator that we are on the other side of the pandemic?
I think they said they moved it to July, I think.
Right.
The last thing I saw. And yeah, that will be the, because he's not going to perform there unless he can put 50,000 people in there. Okay, let's face it. That'll be a good sign. Hopefully by September, the Raiders will be able to fill Allegiant Stadium, not just, you know, 10, 20,000 fans here and there. The minor league teams, you know, the Reno Aces and Las Vegas Aviators are going to start their seasons in April. They're looking at trying to put some fans in. They have the schedule, but they haven't announced, you know, number of fans. So it's these type of signs that are, you know, positive steps moving forward, the numbers, you know, cross fingers are still down, you know, the COVID numbers that we're seeing this week. So last few weeks. So hopefully that'll move forward with all this positive news finally.
You know, I know it's a little technically complicated for some of us, including me, but these real estate investment trusts have performed magnificently during this crisis because I haven't seen one of these companies that's reported defaults from the gaming companies. And doesn't that really point to the strength of those gaming companies to survive the pandemic and still be able to pay their rents?
That was the thing we saw. They did the cut. The casino operators that pay the lease payments to these REITs, you know, did the cutbacks they needed to. And, yeah, they paid the rents 100%. Every one of them, BICI, GLPI, and MGM Growth, all reported 100% rent payments during 2020. So that's a good sign. That they, you know, the REITs, there's that REIT deal between MGM selling the MGM Grand, Bellagio, and Mandalay Bay to two separate REITs, that's what, if the Gaming Abstract came out, that's why it was a positive number for the Gaming Abstract, because MGM, the mechanics on how these work, the financial mechanics, MGM took in $8 billion for selling those properties. They still operate. There's no changes there. They still operate them, but that $8 billion went onto their balance sheet. They were able to pay down debt. The REIT deals were seemed to work for MGM, and we may see some more on the Strip. VICI is got properties, all the Caesars properties. There could be some other deals there. We just don't know what, and we'll see what happens.
So what are you hearing? Because there was obviously a flurry when Bloomberg made the announcement in the paper about Las Vegas Sands potentially selling two properties. Then more and more I was hearing that they were looking at some kind of REIT deal potentially as well, probably to fund an expansion in Texas or for Asia. Have you heard any more about what's going on there?
No, since the passing of Mr. Adelson in January, it's been pretty status quo. Rob Goldstein, CEO, he pretty much they deemed him temporary CEO and acting CEO in January, a week before Mr. Adelson passed away. But he pretty much has been the day-to-day operations of Las Vegas Sands for 15, since the company was created. He's basically, it's just moving forward status quo. There was no update in the earnings call about, selling the Vegas properties. We would seem to think that would be a REIT deal. The interesting comment, though, was made was that they would be looking at online gaming now. All of a sudden, that's opened up for Las Vegas Sands. Now, when I say online gaming, we're not talking online casino. There's only a half dozen states that have online casinos. Nevada just has online poker. They're probably looking at sports betting, because sports betting is in 20 states. It'll probably be in 25 here at some point, this year, and more on the way. The big component of sports betting is mobile sports wagering, online sports betting. Wynn Resorts went out and bought BetBull, which is a British company, is a UK company for sports betting. They've created Wynn Interactive, WynnBet, a whole sports betting product now. Las Vegas Sands has never operated their sports books. William Hill was Cantor. Now William Hill operates the two sports books here in Las Vegas. So for the Las Vegas Sands to go out into this, they're going to have to purchase a company. They're going to have to follow the Wynn model. It's going to be a real challenge for Sands. We'll see where they end up going with this. But that was interesting. They've now all of a sudden decided to look at online gaming as a move forward for them.
With the expansion of online gaming, it seems that at some point the mafia is going to have to go legit.
It was interesting. The ruling in New Hampshire by the circuit court on the Wire Act case that was brought by the last Justice Department, the Justice Department lost. And so it looks like now with this new Justice Department, the new administration, that's done. It's going to revert back to the 2011 decision that basically allowed states to do online casino. That's why New Jersey has a healthy market. That's why Pennsylvania has a healthy market. There was a bill that came out today. Illinois is looking at online casino, and it's backed by Caesars Entertainment. So we're going to see a number of states start looking at online casino. Now, the question will be Nevada. Will they move forward? Will our state move forward, go beyond online poker, which is just one company, Caesars Entertainment, again, with World Series of Poker? Will Nevada go ahead and do a full online casino? We saw what online gaming did during the pandemic in April and May, when casinos across the country were essentially closed. But online gaming in Pennsylvania, New Jersey had huge numbers because that's what people did. So we'll see where this moves. But I think that's what we're going to see, online casino moving forward in a lot of states over the next few years. That's going to be the big venture.
And then the challenge will be not so much for, I think, local casinos, but for places like the Strip and strips elsewhere, for them to provide a reason for people to continue to come to a bricks and mortar building.
Which goes back to everything you and I have talked about for years now, Sam, the non-gaming on Vegas. People don't come to Vegas to gamble. They come here for everything else that's Vegas. the shows, the, you know, all the entertainment, all the everything that goes, the dining, the retail. That's what they come here for the big weekend, to come to Vegas, visit the properties, and do some gambling. Gambling has been, pre-pandemic was 35% of the revenues on the Strip, 65% non-gaming. That's what Vegas needs to get back to. Online gaming, you could look anywhere you want, and you can get to a casino in most, in major cities. Chicago's going to come out here later. You know, they're going to put a big casino in the city of Chicago. They're moving forward with that at some point. Other major metropolitan markets are looking at casinos. You mentioned Texas and New York. I mean, there's a lot of space that don't have big casinos that are looking at that. So Vegas will continue to be, the reason coming here is going to be the non-gaming, everything that goes into Vegas beyond the gambling. That's what's going to bring people here.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Howard Stutz after this timeout.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Kenny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports. Okay, so pent-up demand is obviously unbelievable, and I can, you know, verify this because I cannot wait to book tickets to go to Europe this summer, to go back to all my regular trips. I'm sure you and your family are feeling the same way because you guys are travelers as well. And so it looks as though as soon as people can, there is going to be a boom. And at that time, it will be when Virgin Hotels is already open, Resorts World is going to be open. We may need more rooms because of the demand that's coming.
It was interesting. The governor announced at the press conference when he announced, you know, upping the capacity, not even 10 minutes after it was done, the press conference was over, that Virgin came out and announced they're opening on March 25th. So that's a good, you know, that was a good sign. Resorts World, they haven't set a date yet, but it, you know, it looks like it's coming along pretty good sometime this summer. I don't know if we're going to need more rooms right away. I think we've got a lot here. I think there is a pent-up demand. I think we're going to see it. The sign will be, we also see if the airlines numbers start spiking up, that we start seeing more airline traffic, more passengers coming through McCarran into Vegas, or I should say Harry Reid soon into Vegas. I think that'll be a big uptick. That'll show some things. But yeah, Virgin's been sitting there. They were supposed to open last fall, and then they kicked it to January. Now they've moved it on to March. Plus you have not just the Virgin Hotels, but part of it is Mohegan Indian Tribe is going to operate the casino, and bringing back Joe Hazen, who I'm sure you know from his days with with Station Casinos. He's going to operate that casino, so it's for the Mohegan Tribe. So it's an exciting time to see that happen here on the Strip. You know, plus you have other people still kicking tires on the Strip. You know, we don't know what, you know, Tillman Fertitta is going to do. He's all of a sudden going to take Landry Golden Nugget public. I had an interview with Jim Allen from the Hard Rock, the head of the Seminole Indian Tribe, Seminole Gaming, the Hard Rock. Remember, Hard Rock kept Hard Rock Las Vegas name and all the trademarks with that. They're looking on the Strip somewhere. So there's people kicking the tires, and we're going to see, you know, we could see some good mergers and acquisitions this year going forward.
And then we have the Drew, which has gone back to its original owners. I see you, for those listening on the radio or audio podcast, how it is rolling his eyes. But that, you know, take away the fact that it's an eyesore at this moment, but with the right amount of investment, that's another almost 4,000 rooms.
I take it you read my commentary right after it was announced that it needs to be imploded. I just, you know, Wyckoff, who was the owner who bought it from Carl Icahn. Carl Icahn bought this thing. This thing has been sitting vacant now since, 2007, 75% done. Carl Icahn took it out of bankruptcy and stripped the thing bare, and then he sold it for $600 million to Stephen Wyckoff. Wyckoff had some really good ideas. He said he had an investor. He was lining up $2 billion in investments to restart this thing, have it ready by December 2022, or, you know, get it, have it open, operating, and then COVID hit, and his finances dried up, and now it's been sold to Koch Brothers, or I guess the Koch Industries, their real estate arm, and Sofer, the former developer, the guy who started the whole Fountain Blue idea. I don't know if this project's going to work. At some point, you know, throw in the towel. I mean, years ago, Penn National looked at it. Others looked at it and said, no, it's going to take $1 billion, $2 billion to get this thing up and going again. So why do that? I think now they're just looking there. We'll see what they end up doing with it. I'm skeptical, obviously, that it's going to happen. You know, I suggested the LVCVA could have done Vegas a favor, and when they took down the Riviera, toss a couple sticks of dynamite over the wall and take down the Drew. And we'll see. We'll see where this goes. I'm the Drew, the Fountain Blue, whatever the hell you want to call it. That's like my, I still am very skeptical of this project now.
Okay, so all I got to say, I'm just going to add this, is that I remember John Farahi looking at Fitzgerald's, which is now Whitney Peak in downtown Reno. And I said to him, I never thought you would look at going downtown. He said, well, the bones of that property are good. And so I think it all depends on whether the bones of the Drew are good or not. But anyway, let's take a break. That is for the future. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York. And because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're with Howard Stutz, the executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports. Okay, we're almost out of time, but two quick topics. Phil Ruffin, Circus Circus, what's going on over there? And will we see marijuana lounges as Nevada needs money?
Answer the second one first. I don't think we'll see marijuana lounges in casinos this year. We may eventually. You know, we'll see it as long as, until the feds make it. Pull it as a felony, it's still classified as a felony drug, felony narcotic. So until that's done, then maybe we'll see marijuana lounges. Until it's all completely legalized, I think. Phil Ruffin, he's going to move forward on some projects with Circus Circus. You know, I think he got everything else. He got disrupted with COVID. Now that, you know, it seems as things start to come back, I'm sure he'd like to have that pool area done that he's talked about in time for the pool season. But I think he just kind of held back, you know, as with everybody did because of COVID. But he's still moving forward. He's raring to go on Circus Circus to try to revive it. I know he was really hoping on the Drew. He really liked Witkoff. He had told me he was, like, real positive about that. What will also help him is the convention center expansion once that opens and they start bringing people in there.
Well, and that's where we have to leave it. Howard, I have enough more questions here for two more shows, so come back soon. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Whenever you want me, Sam.
Thank you, Howard, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.